This morning, as the court gets ready to take up abortion rights.
Why new names are coming to a pair of busy roads in Fairfax County. I'm John Doman.
One school board putting its commitment to equity into words. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Good morning. It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Supreme Court begins hearing arguments in an hour from now over a Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Legal experts say the outcome could allow states to outlaw the procedure for the first time in almost 50 years. Correspondent Stacey Lynn.
Outside the Supreme Court. Protesters ahead of today's arguments in Jackson, Mississippi.
Young lady, that baby's a gift. What can we do to help you?
Outside the state's only abortion clinic, anti-abortion activists trying to get their message across to women getting escorted inside.
Your baby is alive. Your baby deserves a mama to love it and protect it.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
24 countries, with Ireland and South Korea the latest, have now identified cases of the new Omicron variant. So far, none has turned up in the U.S. The Biden administration is planning to step up restrictions on travelers. CBS's David Begno is at New York's JFK.
The CDC is going to be increasing testing surveillance at the arrivals terminals for four of the nation's busiest airports. We're talking Atlanta, San Francisco, Newark, and John F. Kennedy.
Police in Oxford Township, Michigan say they've learned the gun used by a teenage suspect to shoot and kill three other students was purchased by his father on Black Friday. CBS's Nancy Chen is outside the school.
Police say they do have the suspect in custody, but so far the 15-year-old is refusing to cooperate. Investigators have searched his home, and they also spent the night here at the high school looking for clues, but a motive is still unclear.
In Arizona, a Tucson police officer has been fired after he was accused of shooting and killing a shoplifting suspect in a wheelchair. Ryan Remington's attorney, Mike Story.
These were cut and pasted videos which showed about 20% of what actually happened.
Russia's just announced U.S. diplomats will have to leave the country by the end of the month. Comes a day before a meeting between U.S. and Russian officials.
The U.S. and its allies have become increasingly concerned with Russia's behavior, especially its buildup of troops along Ukraine's border. Many of the nations gathered here in Riga have expressed their worries. Secretary of State Blinken will now meet with the Russian foreign minister tomorrow in Sweden after his talks with the Ukrainian foreign minister. Ukraine has been calling for more sanctions on Russia. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Riga, Latvia.
It survived pandemics, recessions, and world wars. A pristine copy of the book New Chronicles of Rebecca's turned up at a library in Boise, Idaho. It was checked out 110 years ago. A spokeswoman says they have no idea who returned it or where it had been. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
9:03 Wednesday morning, the first day of December. Sunny this morning, but cloudy later. Highs today in the low to mid-50s. Good morning, I'm Bruce Allen.
And I'm Joan Jones. And the top local stories we're following this hour, we've got continuing coverage now from outside the Supreme Court, where a large crowd is gathering outside the High Court as it takes up the issue of abortion rights today. In the next hour at 10 o'clock, the justices will begin hearing arguments over a Mississippi law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. WTOP's John Aaron is there.
Lots of people are chanting and holding signs here outside the Supreme Court, spilling from the sidewalk onto First Street, which is blocked off by large trucks.
My sign says, your life matters, abortion is wrong.
Tom Grison drove here from Michigan for this.
I'm hoping they overturn Roe versus Wade.
My sign says, abortion, how you want it, when you want it.
Jessica Olson drove from Chicago to be here.
Well, what I would hope is that they would understand that we've already settled this issue. It is settled law.
Outside the Supreme Court, John Aaron, WTOP News.
We'll have continuing coverage through the morning, of course, here on WTOP. New this morning, a Maryland state trooper is in the hospital after being struck on I-270. It happened about 6:15 this morning in the southbound lanes just before Route 28, West Montgomery Avenue. The trooper, identified as Brian DeHaven, was on a traffic stop when he was hit. Maryland State Police say DeHaven was standing in between the Jersey wall and the driver's side of the car he had pulled over when a Toyota Venza struck him. A spokesperson with Montgomery County Fire and Rescue says he was taken to a hospital with injuries but is expected to be okay. There have been some lane closures because of the accident. Stay with WTOP. We'll keep you updated every 10 minutes in traffic on the 8s.
In Virginia, Fairfax County is moving forward with a plan to rename highways that have been named after Confederate generals.
Tens of thousands of the more than 1.1 million Fairfax County residents weighed in, and a slight majority said the county should keep the name of Lee Highway and Lee Jackson Memorial Highway as is. Some on the county's task force also agreed.
I think it is fundamentally dishonest of us to ignore or overlook that feeling.
It is wrong to erase history.
But Moore did not.
It's a cop-out. It is not erasing history.
The names of Confederate generals who fought to keep 4 million people in bondage does not deserve honoring.
The votes were overwhelmingly in favor of changing those names. Later this month, the task force will come up with new names for the county to consider. John Doman, WTOP News.
Loudoun County Public Schools are trying to be more specific, defining what equity in the school system looks like.
In the past 2 years, Loudoun County School Board has introduced several policies aiming to reduce discrimination, abuse, and harassment.
And we need sort of like the umbrella policy that would pull it all together.
The school system's director of equity, Lottie Spurlock, some board members, including Harris Mahedeby, say that the commitment to equity, besides creating a welcoming environment, should specify literacy.
Literacy and reading is so essential for child success.
The way it is written, eliminate all gaps, would cover that, but literacy was not directly and explicitly discussed and stated.
The board will vote on the policy December 14th. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Should kids continue to wear masks in schools? The Maryland State Board of Education is holding a virtual meeting this afternoon to determine the next steps regarding mask regulations. The public's already had their say, and the board is reviewing that testimony along with written comments before making any decision. The current emergency regulation is expiring on February 25th. You can find a link to today's virtual meeting, which begins at 1 o'clock. It's at WTOP.com.
Coming up, new findings on the health of the Chesapeake Bay. It's 9:07.
Delivering with Uber gives me the flexibility that I need to keep up with my studies. I tried to go the traditional route for part-time jobs, but it didn't offer me the flexibility that I needed.
To hear why flexibility is important to them, ask your driver or delivery person.
Data is the lifeblood of government agencies. Federal leaders must leverage information in new ways to improve mission outcomes. Every stakeholder must think like a data officer. Join Oracle and DoD Chief Data Officer David Spurk to learn how agencies can integrate, analyze, and develop data at scale with Oracle Partners Accenture,